Just one halakha. One halakha in the laws that we're learning in Hilchot Brit Milah. Now there's an old question. Can the father, Rabbi Aben, appoint the Mohel as a shaliach to circumcise his son? Although that seems like an obvious question, it's done every milah, most milot, you appoint a Mohel. But it seems that that question that seems so simple is subject to a great controversy, if really that's the right thing to do. There's a famous opinion of the Shach. The Shach is not in Hilchot Brit Milah, it's actually in Hoshen Mishpat, in Siman Shin Pebet. But over there, he cites a Rosh, the Menu Asher, in Hulin. And from there, he wants to deduce from the Rosh says the following. The Rosh says, if let's say the father appointed a Mohel, he told the Mohel, Bechavod, I want you to circumcise my son. And then somebody else came, a different Mohel came, and took the milah from that Mohel. He stole the mitzvah. So the Rosh says that the second Mohel does not have to compensate the first Mohel for taking away his mitzvah. And the Shach learns from over there, but why doesn't he have to compensate the father? I mean, he took away the father's mitzvah. So from there he deduces that you cannot make a shaliach when it comes to Brit Milah. And therefore, once the father tells the Mohel to give it, he's not representing the father anymore. The mitzvah belongs to everybody. It happens to be that Mohel did it, but any Mohel can do it. And therefore, he holds an amazing opinion that you cannot appoint a shaliach to do the Brit Milah, if you know how to do it yourself, of course. If you don't know how to do it, then the Shach agrees you should appoint somebody else. But if you know how to do it, you have to do it yourself. And he says, and he screams, he says, it's terrible what's going on today, that people are just giving this mitzvah up, and they're not getting credit for it, because they're giving the mitzvah to the Mohel, and they think they're getting credit because they appointed him as a shaliach. There's no shalichut by Brit Milah, it's got to be done by the father. And he says, the Betin has to enforce this, and if you know how to do it, you should do it yourself. That's why you see some people, you know, they're mahmir, that, you know, the Mohel sets them up, and then they do the cut. Is that really necessary? Well, on the other side of the coin, you have a rabbi called the Darkei Moshe. He's in Brit, in Hilchot Brit Milah, and Samech Dalet, and he says for sure shalichut works by Brit Milah. It's not different than any other mitzvah that you can appoint a shaliach. Of course, you have the general rule, if you're a mohel yourself, it'd be always better to do the mitzvah yourself, but of course you can appoint a shaliach, and he says that's the custom what we do. Not only that, but a lot of our rabbis as well all say that it's perfectly fine to appoint a shaliach. Who does that include? That's our Rabbi Chida in Shiurei Beracha. That's the Rabbi Rav Pa'alim in his Sheilot Tshuvot. That's of Chaim Palachi that writes, certainly you could be Memanesha. And the Pele Yoetz, when he talks about the laws of Brit Milah, he reminds the father, don't forget to appoint the Mohel as a shaliach. So therefore, Halakha L'Maaseh, our practice is well grounded in halakha. It is clearly okay to appoint the mohel as a shaliach. Now the question, how far do you have to go and do this? Today it became the practice, although it probably wasn't like that a long time ago, but the practice came at the Brit Milah itself. You see the Abi Aben say over to the mohel, "Hareini mimaneh otcha shaliach lamul et beni." Of course, it doesn't hurt to do that. He's officially appointing him as a shaliach, but one can question if you really need to do that in the first place, because after all, he did call the Mohel up to tell him to come to the Brit Milah. That Mohel is not a prophet. He didn't just show up to the Brit Milah on his own. He showed up because somebody called him. Now, to justify that minhag, unless you say that, you know, sometimes the grandfather calls up or a relative, so the guy wants to, you know, directly mimaneh him a shaliach, so it comes from himself. Okay, if that's the reason why they're doing it, then fine. Or you might say that some opinions say that you shouldn't appoint a shaliach at a time where the mitzvah cannot be done yet. And since they're usually appointing him before the milah is even applicable, so therefore they say that the minu shlichut shouldn't be done before. Although the Atam Sofer says that doesn't apply to something that's just lacking time. Over there, it's just a matter of time that you have to wait. And therefore, Atam Sofer says it's really not a problem. So again, those that rely on the phone call and say, please, we have a brit milah on Tuesday, I'd like you to come and circumcise my son, that'd be enough. Minui shlichut, but mi yotov. You know, today one wants to do a little extra, although it's not necessary to give the knife to the mohel and all that other extra stuff. It's just enough to, at best, if you want, to mimaneh mashaliyah right before the brit milah. It can't hurt, but again, if it was not done, clearly we could rely on the opinions that say, just by inviting him. Now again, it should be pointed out, if the father is capable to do the brit milah himself, all opinions, the shach for sure, but even the other opinions follow the principle that says mitzvah bo yotin mebishluchon. It's always a mitzvah better to do it yourself than to assign a shaliyah. But nonetheless, to assign a shaliyah, as we said, is well grounded in halakha, and that is the...